There are three types of insect development, and what type of development insects experience is an indication of where they fit into the evolutionary scheme. The most primitive insects alive, the springtails, proturans, silverfish, and firebrats, are all ametabolous. Literally, that means they don't have any metamorphosis, though that doesn't mean there isn't any change. Ametabolous insects emerge from eggs as what look like tiny versions of adults. Throughout their life, they continually grow and molt. If you notice a common denominator among those insects, it's that none of them have wings. So the only way to tell an adult form from an immature ametabolous insect is by whether or not they have completely formed and functional genitalia. The one major difference between this group and the others is that these insects will continue to molt after they reach adulthood. The intermediate type of development is called hemimetaboly, incomplete metamorphosis. There are three life stages. Life begins as an egg, which then hatches into a nymph. Immature insects undergo stadial growth. As a nymph eats, it is constrained by the size of the exoskeleton. Unlike vertebrates, which can grow larger and larger unencumbered by a skeletal system, invertebrates reach a point in which they must shed their exoskeleton in order to grow. The period between molts are referred to as stadia, or instars. Cockroach nymphs will molt several times before reaching adulthood. As such, nymphs are often referred to by instar number. The youngest nymphs are called first instars and are, of course, the smallest. Adults differ from nymphs by having fully developed wings, whatever that might be for that particular species, and functional genitalia. The hemimetabolous pathway is shared by others including termites, grasshoppers, walking sticks, earwigs, and lice. Complete, or perfect, metamorphosis is the most complex developmental pathway found in insects. There are four life stages experienced by holometabolous insects: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Incomplete metamorphosis differs from complete metamorphosis by lacking a pupal stage. Pupae are often, but not always, an immobile life stage in which the immature body is repurposed and repositioned to fit into its adult form. Immature hemimetabolous insects look like smaller versions of adults, while immature holometabolous insects do not resemble their adult form. Consider a beetle grub versus an adult. If you didn't know they're the same life form, you would have absolutely no reason to think they were, based on appearance, and often on behavior and habitat, too. The holometabolous pathway is shared by others, including flies, bees, wasps, ants, beetles, butterflies, moths, and fleas.